My name's Stephen Davey, and I'm a Year 4 teacher at Roxford School.
And you're NQT?
That's right.
That's amazing, because this is your first Teach Me.
Yeah.
What did you think of this?
I think it's good. I think it's a great idea to have lots of different people from different areas sharing ideas, really. Many times you go to training events. I've only been to Hertfordshire County training events, but it's very sort of one-man band. You're the audience in a way. Obviously, there's workshops you get involved with, but I like this. It's obviously the ideas as well with technology. I'm really interested in using the Voki. I'm quite looking forward to that.
What really got me today was that your sort of passionate thing about the film you showed, The Battle of Barn, and all the work you did with the local community in particular.
Yeah.
Can you sort of reiterate to people why you think it's important to go out there? Well, you summarise.
Yeah, definitely. Because I think as adults, it's very easy for us to kind of take our cognitive development, our understanding of the world and abstract concepts as kind of as given. And it's very easy to sort of see children as miniature versions of you. But in many ways, they find it hard to conceptualise a week sometimes, some children, or even a mile or the next town along. So really, I think bringing things to the local community as much as possible gives them that opportunity to understand and really engage in the topics and the concepts that you're trying to teach. And also, as they go through their daily life, they're going to get constant visual reminders outside of school. Now, I spoke to a girl in my class 4 months after the World War II topic, and asked her what she remembers about the pillbox. She says, "Oh, every time I drive past the golf course, I tell everybody there's a pillbox on there." And I have children come up to me all the time. They go on holiday and they say, "Oh, we saw this pillbox, Mr. Davey, and it looked like this, and it was the same shape, it was a different shape." And that's all because they've had that first-hand experience, and they know where it is in their mind, and it's in their town, and it belongs to them in a way. And now they can go out there across the country, and they can go out there and tell everybody. And the same way, the Battle of Barnet, one of the first things I did was pull up Google Street View. And I know for a fact, I drive past it every day on the way to work. There's an obelisk, like a stone statue, which marks the spot where the Earl of Warwick was killed, or supposedly killed. And I showed that on Google Street View, and straight away, all the kids, I've seen that. And now, a girl in my class come in on the Monday and say, "Oh, Mr. Davey, I was driving past, and me and my dad stopped and then jumped out of the car, and she told her dad all about it." And her dad, surprisingly, he knew quite a few facts about the battle himself, so they had a rich dialogue about it. But a lot of the children have gone home, told their parents about it, pointed out this obelisk. And I class myself as someone who's got quite good local knowledge, and I grew up in this area, so I've kind of got that advantage. But I don't want people to think that that's kind of giving me an unfair edge, because all I knew was Battle of Barnet happened in Barnet. That's literally it. And a couple of Google searches, I had a couple of names pop up, and I just called them. I had the phone numbers, and they were from the District Historical Society, the Battlefields Trust, and a couple of conversations with them. The knowledge I got from them was amazing, and I found out that there's actually, they're currently looking into Battle of Barnet, and there's a dig possibly happening in August with the Battlefields Trust, with a few other gentlemen which I've come through talking to. And because I've sent them this video and showed them what this class has done, I really wanted the children to go and get involved in the dig. They wouldn't allow that, so hopefully I'm going to be able to tag along, photograph the dig as it happens, blog it live. It's going to be through the summer holidays, so children through the summer holidays will be able to keep in touch with the dig and find out what's going on, tell their friends, tell their family. I think being a teacher myself, I think you learn a lot more when you have to teach something. So I think if we're sort of empowering the children to have the knowledge and skills to go out there and talk, and we really value presentations and giving presentations and public speaking and acting and drama, and just from the film alone, you can kind of see how good they are, because that's literally just 2 hours maximum preparation. Amazing. For that, and you can just see how second nature is, much better than a group of adults could do, much better than me and my friends or colleagues could do, and you can just see the skills they have, so they'll be able to go out there, animatedly talk about it, consolidate their own learning whilst also telling other people, and sort of really valuing the power of learning and knowledge, and seeing how brilliant it can be and how empowering it can be, rather than what gadget you might have in your pocket, or what brand you might be wearing, or it's real, and they can see the value of it, and it kind of, I think it's fantastic. So what I'll try to reiterate is, even if you move to an area or you don't know the area, do a Google search of a historical society. That'd be my first port of call.